You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, praise the Lord, mighty men, women of God. This is Thomas Robinson of Kingdom Sound. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise. My God, did we have a revelation roller coaster on Monday. Amen. We're right back again here Tuesday. We have Apostle Graves in the house, and my God, he's dropping some nuggets. I almost want to say bombs. He's dropping some bombs. Oh, glory to God. Awesome, awesome revelation, things that God has shown him for 2024. Oh, glory to God. The three types of anointing that's coming to the body of Christ. I'm not even going to try to explain it. I got to go back and listen to this thing about 100 times myself here. Amen. And so without any further delay, shout out to my beautiful wife. Praise God, the people of Victory. Go ahead, man of God.
Amen. And I'd like to shout out to my beautiful wife. Amen. My brother Grace. Amen. The wind beneath my wings. Amen. The wind beneath my wings. The one that does a lot of my backside work. She does everything. She makes sure the ministry is running. God, I thank God for my helpmate. Amen. Shout out to you, baby. Love you. Amen. But I just thank God again for this opportunity. I am Apostle Graves from Spirit and Truth Ministry, located 450 Bunny Road, amen, Cocoa, Florida. Just an awesome time to be here again. I just thank God for this open door again. Like I said, I don't take this for granted. We're in a season that God is changing the mountain. The mountain is changing. You're going to see a lot of leaders go, okay, amen, we'll leave it that way. We're going to be praying for those leaders. This is what we got to understand. God gave us time to get it right. Mm-hmm. So it's not, so when these things happen, don't thank God, just do it. It's a season that God gave us before he exposed us. Amen. So we all got strongholds. And a lot of times when we got strongholds, we think we got no. God wants us to change because he wants us to take us to a higher level. I done found out, Apostle, as leaders, when you got some strongholds, you might need to deal with them in that congregation before you get up to that pulpit. Because now it's just you in the congregation. When you get up there, you got a lot of people that's watching you, that's connected to you, and when you fall, they fall with you.
You get that platform.
Yes, sir. So you
do that, mm-hmm. That next platform. If we don't get those things, they're coming with us.
Sir, they're coming with us, sir. They're coming with us. And when they come with us, they can affect a whole lot of people. Yeah. And I love you. Listen. The way that God's taking the mantle from some of these other leaders that God's finna shift, he's not finna take their life. Right. Oh, let me help some folks out. This is how God's going to do it. He's going to take away their influence. Mm-hmm. Listen, Pastor. Someone was, because God said, I gave him 1,000 members influence. Because of their lifestyle, I'm going to take them down to 200 or 300 influence. Some leaders ain't going to know when God shut they down. But the level of influence is going to shut them down. You can't live any kind of way. Because guess what? When I get exposed, people find out how I'm living, then guess what? I'm going to lose that influence. So God is not going to take lives. This ain't about a life. He's taking away their influence because of their lifestyle. So God is calling us to live right. Even in the dark places, we got to live right. Why? Because God said, why? Because I'm, you know why God,
why
said God.
Not, why we're not known.
Impossible. Yeah. And I asked God, why was he doing it years ago? I said, God, why would you do that? God said, I don't care nothing about their reputation. But that was just a powerful thing, God, for you. But I loved it because this shift that God's doing, you're going to be, listen, Pastor, because I need you to get ready too, because this shift is going to shift some people that unknown. But you got built and you got imparted in a dark place. Your rejection was setting you up for this. Your hurt and pain was setting you up for this next level of the anointing. God is taking you from the, now he's taking you from that, his highest anointing, now he's uncovering his anointing to pull you into a place, amen, that you're going to pick up this mantle. But just like Elijah, nobody going to be able to pick up that mantle that's for you. God had to separate Elijah. They hit Jordan. Remember, Elijah hit Jordan and separated them from the other 50 prophets. They only can see from a distance. So in this season, nobody going to be able to take your anointing. They're going to have to see from the one that separated from you. See, because they was in their last, the prophets was in their last test, and they failed it, apostle. When they went to every one of those cities, they failed it. They went to Elijah and said, do you know not that your master finna get taken? They started, the man was standing right, were walking with Elijah, and they disrespect him by saying, don't you know? Still, because Elijah was going to the, listen here now, God said, each one of those cities he was going through, he was going to give something to his sons. But because they disrespect him, God said he couldn't release nothing. Disrespect would cost the anointing for not to flow. He could not. But guess what he was doing when he said, hold your peace? God was ordinating him. He was being put over the head of the prophets. Every city he went through, he was being put. When he told them to hold their peace, now they was under his authority now. Because God was secretly putting him in every one of those cities. Bethlehem, every one of Jericho, all those cities was being, now God was annihilating him right in front of them. And then he went over to the other side. And when the matter fell, only he was able to see. Because he finished his assignment with Elijah. Amen. And he finished his assignment with Elijah. You cannot get until you finish. He finished. He asked, what do you want? They give me double portion of what you have. He said, if you see it when I go, then it's yours. But this is a powerful thing about Elijah and about David. Even when the mountain was changed, was shifted to Elijah, he still was hurting because his master was gone. He ripped up his garment and hurt. And started, it was hurt for the pain of his mentor leaving. Even when Saul died, David ripped up his garment. Because of his king, anointed king, was gone. How are you going to celebrate your leaders when they ever leave this place? You should always celebrate them with honor.
Because you know, you, even when people came running to David, there was one particular man that,
say it again,
came running to David and was boasting about having taken Saul's life. And he thought that he would be rewarded. Yep. And the Bible says that David had him, as a matter of fact, I think this an incident happened twice.
Yes.
And one time the Bible says that they cut off the hands and the feet and they hung him up.
Yes, sir.
And I like to tell folks, when you start dishonoring leaders, praise God, you know, because the feet, okay, they cut off the hands and the feet. The hands represent power.
Come on.
The feet represents carrying the good news of the gospel.
Yes,
A lot of times it's people in ministry that are doing it.
Yes, sir.
And then also they hung him up, because I tell folks, you come to me and I'm going to put you on the shelf. I'm going to hang you up and I'm going to put you on the shelf. I'm going to set you down. Praise God. And I'm going to take your power.
Yes,
you know,
anyway, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For
that's good.
Season, you know.
That's good.
But anyway, go ahead.
No, good. That's good. You're right. And Pastor, he came and made up a story about, he didn't kill King. Saul killed himself. He fell on the sword himself. Okay. But he wanted some kind of reward for what he done.
Yeah.
And David said, you thought you gonna do that to the king and get away with that? He called his soldier and said, kill him, destroy him. Amen. Because he thought he got this crown and everything. And because David loved his king, but his king just had a, listen, lower to the end. Even when Saul rejected David, David still loved him. Wait, the only time Saul was able to have peace in his life is when David was around. When David, so he needed David more than he ever needed David. The presence of God only came on his life when he was, when they was around. Listen. So some people, oh, let me leave that alone.
Pause. Don't leave that alone. That's good. Wow.
So David later rejected. I'm trying to get back to this because you're trying to pull back to this. David, Saul loved David, but later he rejected him. David found himself being rejected by the very first person who offered him his armor. Remember, David, Saul offered him the armor. David was rejected by a very person that he thought would embrace him. We as David anointing, we've been rejected by folks that we, when they seen our gift, they got jealous. So many leaders now are shutting down some of their gifted people because they want to separate. They don't want them to be known. They think they're gonna know what God bring them there to strengthen your ministry. But you're shutting down their gift because you have a spirit of control.
Yeah.
You don't want to, but God, you and yeah. God get, it's fivefold ministry in every ministry God put there, but we're not allowing them to operate.
That's right.
And so God, here is God telling to be a good leader, you got to allow your leaders to operate in their gift.
Yeah. That's good.
So here is David now. Saul had a problem with David because he knew David killed 10,000, he only killed 1,000. He started getting jealous when he, because he said, "Will he next take the kingdom?" Mm-hmm. So here it is. Here is David. David was being embraced by the man, but here's the man that thought wanted to kill David. He tried to kill David 3 times with a sword, with a spear, throwing at David. Mm-hmm. But David always, God has a habit allowing people to reject you to in order to keep you from death. So a lot of people in our life, and friends and family that reject us, if God was really saving us, that pain and hurt that we had, perhaps it's not have been a physical or emotional. It could have been emotional, it could have been financial, mental, but God allowed them to reject you because of that reason. Listen what it said. You would have never walked away unless it had to reject you. You would have never walked away.
You know, man of God, you're saying something powerful because sometimes, you know, you said it would have cost him his life because sometimes we're trying to hang around folks that are putting poison in our food. We're trying to hang around folks that are putting poison in our food, that are trying to harm us, hurt us. Come on. And so God literally allowed him, this is so powerful, to be rejected, pushed away,
yes,
to deliver him from losing this life. Some of the hardest thing when I was doing jail and prison ministry was to tell some parents, this is God's mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, because while they were out there running around in the streets,
that's right,
you know, hanging out with the wrong person, could have been killed, that was God's mercy. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead, man.
Many of us would never walk away from certain people unless they very person rejected us. As dearly as you perhaps have been clinging to your ex-friend or old partnership or connection, it have not been for the betrayal that happened, you will still be tied to them right now. Tied away from your destiny. Been some people that you tied to keep you away from your destiny. God knows you will not have removed them unless he made them remove themselves. Wow. We would have never removed them, man of God. It is a sign for God to separate you from things about them and their heart that you did not know.
You preaching better than the choir saying amen, because guess what? I was trying to hang around some folks that were doing some thuggish stuff. And I thank God. I look, you preaching, and this is just opening my eyes because, it, you know, God allowed them to reject me. Oh, glory to God. You know, I would be in a car, literally in the car with, I'll just say, a couple of folks, and they planned a robbery. I didn't even know it. One of the guys went in the store, and then next thing you know, he comes back out, you know, had no idea. Wow. Now, he's dead and gone now. Wow. So, you know, he's dead and gone now. But, I thank God that I was rejected, because guess what? If the police would have pulled over the car Everybody in there.
Everybody.
And guess what? I wasn't in on it. Something, you know, sometimes we hear these people and they're telling, you know, they're testifying in court and they're saying, hey, I ain't know nothing about it. They're telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's because they're hanging out with people that don't have their best interests
yes,
in
sir.
Mind. That's,
yes, sir.
That's good.
Yes, sir. David Lorty, listen, David Lorty to Saul would never have allowed him to walk away with the unless the rejection. As polite and good manners and respectful to anointing of David, anointing as David was to Saul. Many people are, listen here, this is going to help some folks out right now. Many people are too loyal to their disloyal people. God allow you, them, to hate you and reject you because you were too loyal to their disloyalty.
And you know, thank God for wisdom because mm-hmm. the Bible says David behaved himself wisely
before
the men of Saul. Go ahead.
The people who reject you were Saul. They were disloyal, unfaithful, and unanointed people. You are not missing anything. I'm going to say it again. The folks that reject you, you ain't missing nothing. Stop crying over something they didn't know. You ain't lose nothing. Well, I'm going to tell you, help you out. God allowed them to reject you because their heart was not pure. They're going to be powerful. When they left you, they left God. Here we go. When Saul rejected David, and remember God took the notion from Saul. So when he left David, he left God. Pastor, he left God. God was nowhere in his life no more. He left Saul from the moment. Listen, because God left Saul from the moment David was anointed to be king. Listen, but we have favor, amen? The only reason Saul felt that the presence of God, again, after being rejected, was when he was with David. So this rejection was a life-saving rejection. We can understand with God, this mantle that we're picking up, we're going to have to be able to know that mantle, that rejection that God allowed to happen was for our good. Because it would have destroyed our life. Imagine. So, but look how we know it didn't affect David. Because when David became, I'm going to tell you how. David lost all when he was in Ziklag. David went down to a place to hide from Saul. God didn't tell him to go down there. David went down because he said, if I stay here talking, I'm going to go down with the enemy and hide with the enemy. And so he went down there and then the season, the time that Saul was about to be destroyed, killed, God said, now I got to expose David. So David was going to fight. Now the Philistine was going now to fight the Israel. And God know he couldn't let that happen.
Yeah.
So the prince had to know, who is he doing with us? He said, well, he been with us. And God said, no. He said, no, he can't come. Because I heard about him. He can 10,000 and Saul can 1,000. He said, no, he cannot go. So they had to send David back to his house.
Go on and go.
And when he got there, Ziklag was burned up. But guess what it did? It made David say, give me the ephod. Mm-hmm. David, his situation caused him to seek God. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. His situation called him to seek God and get in God's presence. Should I pursue or should I recover all? One of the anointing of David, like thing I got down here, I think I wrote it. One thing about this David anointing, look what David anointing is going to bring. David anointing was a warrior. This season, God is bringing that spirit of warrior into our life. Mm-hmm. David had multitude of anointings. Amen. David was a worshiper. But one thing, David recovered all. We're in this season that we're about to recover. Oh, whatever the enemy took, we about to recover. Oh, listen, nobody was harmed. No child was harmed. When David recovered, David already also brought back the ark of God, and the covenant of God. And God is bringing David back into the church to bring back the connection, the relationship of God.
You know, man, sitting here thinking, I said, you know, you said God couldn't let that happen. David going the war with the Philistines against the Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I thought about that thing because if they would have conquered the Israelite mm-hmm. people, they probably would have installed David, and
yes,
David would have been like a puppet. He
yes,
would have been controlled.
Yes,
he would have been controlled mm-hmm. by the Philistines,
yes,
and
sir.
So I see that God would not allow mm-hmm. That to happen. So He exposed him, and then. you know, caused him to be rejected by the princes. Look at that. Because sometimes we've all, you know, okay, all right, we've looked at rejection always as something as bad.
Come on.
But there is rejection that is good. I thank God for enlightening the eyes of my understanding. There is good rejection. Glory to God. Because God, there are times that God is protecting you. So I was sitting here looking back at, you know, old relationships while you were talking, I'm like, man, that was good rejection.
Yes, it was.
You know, God, that was rejection to position me. Come on. To order my steps, to put me in a place, glory to God, that God wanted me to be put in. All right. That's what I'm getting. I'm just preaching what I'm getting from the man of
amen,
God.
Amen, like, okay, God. Right. This is good. But look what powerful happened to David. David pursued him, and God said, you're going to recover all. And as David would pursue him, God, of course, David found this young man that was sick. And David, you got to be very careful how you, when you're supposed to show hospitality. Hospitality gave David information to know where the enemy was. He fed this man, this young man, and this man said, okay, this young man, God, he said, if I do it for you, please don't give me back to the Philistine. Amen. But can you keep me? Amen. So David did that. And he showed, but look how powerful it. When David got there, hospitality would give you favor.
Yeah.
You got to, hospitality can be part of your destiny. You can be entertaining angels unaware. You can't choose to entertain people because how they look. You got to entertain them from your heart. No matter how they smell, no how they look, you anything, because they may be a man from God that sooner or later may come back and bless you. Listen, but let me tell you what David did. David did a kingdom shift. How he did a kingdom shift? David destroyed, and they destroyed it. When he destroyed, David was able to listen. The wealth he got, he didn't keep it for himself. Man of God, apostle, he took care of 13 cities, and those 13 cities was part of those same cities that anointed him as king. And was the one that made him king, cause he took those 13 and he poured all that blessing to their city. He was already doing kingdom thing before he became king. It was easy for Judah to make him king. It was because he was already given as a king.
My God, so he was blessing them before he had that king's mantle on him, and he was acting like a king and
Before he was even king.
God, you opened up the word.
Israel and Judah were separated, and David brought them back together through his kingship. David got anointed as king from Samuel. But can we wait on our position? David went right back to the shepherd. This is a shepherd anointing in this season. He went back shepherding to the sheep. From being anointed a king, Samuel would have never went back to the sheep. But David went back to the sheep. And then David got called to the palace. His gift. And what it says, your gift will make room for you and sit you before great men. Sit him before a king. Saul made him his armor bearer. You imagine that? Because, and what David did, David went to war to Goliath. I don't know who we got left. Against the giant. He went to fight war to the giant. That wasn't a setup for David. It was also putting his family in a good wealth. Because whoever win would get half of this.
Yeah.
So
father's house would be rewarded, I believe the Bible.
He blessed his father even though his father rejected him. He was already acting as a king with his family. He put him in a wealthy place because they was, even though they rejected him. What did brother say? What are you doing here to come laugh at us? And David said, what would a man get if they killed this Goliath?
Why did you leave them handful of sheep? He was being rejected.
He was being rejected by his, because they was already jealous of that. They was already jealous that he got anointed king, my mama. Now he's coming here. They was over there shaking. Nobody would go out there and face the giant. And David said, I would go out there. And they said, and then Saul tried to give him his armor. David said, No, I don't know nothing about this. In this season, operate for whatever you know. Don't try to take somebody else's mantle. Be yourself.
Good.
I love spirit and truth, because when they go in and preach, they speak not like I speak, but what they're anointing. Yeah. Everybody's not called to be a prophet.
Yeah. Good.
So this season, apostle, one thing I learned in this season this year, I found out what kind of prophet I am. I'm a prophet that hears. But God said, because of your loyalty as to what you hear, I'm going to let you be a prophet that see. Yeah. I had a vision last night that messed me up the other night. And I seen the church. And this, now I know I see you, Pastor. You was in my dream. Mm. You were speaking up front. Now I see now. But God said, God, what? Right, Pastor? Because God didn't know the radio thing. I forgot about the radio thing. You was in the dream. It was three men up there speaking, and you was just looking at them like this. Like, don't y'all see me speaking? It was like chaos in the church. Right now, the church is out of disorder, and God is calling us to bring back. Some people, we're going to have to sit down because we don't give them grace and mercy. Guess what God told me in this season right now, man of God? Those that leave us. 1 minute. And then what he told us, he said, I don't need you to show them their grace no more. I come to judge. You step back. But your grace and mercy didn't change their life. So now I got to let my situation make them change.
You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds. We thank God for you listening in. Got to go, got to go. Thank God for Brother Danny. Yes. We love you, and we will see you Wednesday. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is VIPMinistries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week. Oh,